This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The, God, amazing. You know, you're listening on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm going to go off. President Obama, you know, left us. All we hear about is how bad President Bush was. I mean, this is just nuts, okay? President Obama left us with such a world in such turmoil, in such bad shape. Right? I mean, I don't understand this. I don't understand at all how even you guys on the left can for a second, defend some of the things he's done. You know, Trump is going to get blamed for this, but it's your guy. If we can blame Bush, if your guy can blame Bush and you were backing him for what? 4 years or 3 years or 4 years? It was always Bush's fault. It was always what he put into place. Well, guess what happened? Iran fired another missile today. Right? Remember, they're not supposed to. Well, they're so upright. They're so honest. They wouldn't do something like that. That's why we entered an agreement with them, because they're so. You're so bent I'm frustrated. Around Trump's relationship with Putin. You're so worried about Trump's relationship with Putin, you don't care about what happened to Iran. You don't care about what happens to Americans in Iran. You're hypocrites. You guys on the left who held that flag for Obama and said he could do nothing wrong, and the Iran deal was perfect and great, then Trump is a bozo because he has some kind or said something positive about Putin. You're out of your mind. Iran's just laughing at us. And I hope Trump does something drastic to Iran. I hope he does what he needs to do to make them pay and understand, no, there's a new sheriff in town, he's got a six-shooter, it's loaded, and he's willing to use it. He doesn't have a pen, he doesn't have a phone, he doesn't have a bicycle helmet and knee pads. No, what he's got is he's got the military, and he's willing to use it. The launch pad was the same as the one where Fox News reported earlier on Tuesday. The satellite photo showed Iran had placed a rocket poised to put a satellite into space before it was taken off the launch pad. Iran hasn't said why it scrubbed the mission, but you didn't hear that on mainstream news. No. The missile used in Wednesday's launch was a short-range Mossad surface-to-air missile, which hit 35 miles away. The latest test comes less than a week after the U.S. placed new sanctions on Iran. There's been a flurry of activity on the launch pad. It's about 140 miles east of Tehran. On January 29th, Iran launched a new type of medium-range ballistic missile. They're not supposed to be playing with ballistic missiles. Yeah, missiles, too. The UN Security Council got together on January 31st. The Trump administration put them on notice. And for those of you who say, what's he going to do? He's going to bomb them? I think he should put a big crater. I think he should make a new lake in Iran. That's what I think. On Sunday, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California called Iran's recent ballistic missile launch very dangerous. A Democrat, one that we frequently call a loon on this show, even she rose to the top and said, okay, this is a problem, people. And said the launch should not have happened and agreed with President Trump that new sanctions. Oh, my God. Can you say Feinstein and agree to President Trump in the same sentence? That's got to be tough. That new sanctions on the Islamic Republic were needed. UN Resolution 2331 calls upon Iran not to conduct ballistic missile tests, but does not forbid the nation from doing so. The resolution went into effect days after the landmark nuclear deal. Now, they signed the nuclear deal. Well, actually, they didn't. We said they signed it. There were secret... I want to refresh your memory. There were secret agreements made with Iran. We're paying them all kinds of money. Our inspectors have to give a 24... The inspectors have to give a 24-hour notice that they want to inspect a certain area. No, come on, this gets better. No American inspectors are allowed on site at all, ever. Iran can decide to give us the sample. So if we're testing for, like, nuclear readings, and we want to take soil samples from around the places where they're refining uranium, we can't do it. They can decide to give it to us. Or they can decide to let us in. It's all up to them. Really, seriously. You know, that's like being put on probation for drug use. And the judge says, well, you know, you got to be tested. We're going to do surprise testing. We'll give you a 24-hour notice. And we won't actually have you come into our bathroom and leave it. We're going to let you just do it wherever you do it, and then you can bring it to us when you have a chance. Does that sound crazy to anybody else? Right? Look at the quiet. These people are nuts. They're making me crazy to the point where they're making me lose my voice. So, you know, again, I say to you, in the next hour, I'm going to talk about this, some of the nasty shape that President Obama left this country in. Matter of fact, I'm going to go further than that. The nasty shape he's left this world in. Look at what's going on around us. Because I bet you he wasn't a very good community organizer. Because he's really screwed this community, hasn't he? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. You know, he called it. I'm going to tell you, he called it in his book, all about Trump, what was going to happen, and what would happen afterward. You would think this guy has been to the future and back again. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back, and it better be American-made. I love this stuff that I'm hearing. We got 94 million Americans out of work, and we've got some of these bonehead companies saying, yeah, we'll hire refugees when they come in. And if you guys, if you Americans, I'm serious, if you still go to Starbucks, after Starbucks said it would hire 10,000 refugees as opposed to 10,000 Americans, what are you doing here in this country? Seriously. Hey, look, it's a mini Joe rant, but what are you doing here? You know, our vets deserve those jobs. Americans deserve those jobs first. They've given you the right to be the stupid person you're being. They've given you the right to that's you know, Starbucks, the way you've grown your company in this country. You really couldn't do that anywhere else like you've done here. And it's the vets that have given you that right. It's the vets that have been protecting your freedoms. It's the American law, the American judicial system, legal system, that allows you to operate the way you do. And the way you say thank you is you bring in people from another country to work in your stores. Thank you so much. It makes us feel so good. Anyway, I've got Dr. Gerald Lomero on with me right now, and the doctor is an author, philosopher, economist, and an engineer, and you know, his recent book, Great News for America, you know, written before Trump was elected, called a lot of what's going down right now, and I think he's got a clue as to what's going to happen here coming up in the future. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's great to be back with you.
Always, always, always a pleasure. All right, so first give us a Reader's Digest of the book and the content of the book, and then we're going to get into detail.
Right. Believe it or not, the book is still selling, and it's selling in Canada and Europe, and it's amazing, because that's not America. It was written for Americans. But anyway, the book, I saw back in 2015 that something was going on in America, and I thought 2016 would be a historic election, which it turned out to be, and I wrote a book back in 2015. It came out in January 2016 called Great News for America, and I made 10 big predictions about how this election was going to be historic. And it's turned out that they all pretty much came true and or are still coming true, like, for example, that we're going to have a conservative Supreme Court, and that is just beginning to happen. And it has all to do with how the American people over time, every so often, will kind of rise up and vote out the establishment and vote in new people to make changes when the country gets a little bit off course. And we know from polls, that accurate polls as opposed to a lot of fake polls, that Americans have thought we've been off track for years. Usually about two-thirds to one-third think that we've been off track. And that's why I knew something big was coming, because when that happens, America makes a big deal out of the presidential election. 1896, we had an incredible election. Economics were bad at that time. Law and order was an issue, on and on and on. And the American people changed the Republican Party, changed the Democratic Party, elected William McKinley, changed the mainstream media. By the way, in historic elections, the mainstream media changes. And this time around, it did too, because I predicted, and it has happened, the end of the mainstream media's ability to influence the presidential election as we've known it in the past. And that happened. They threw everything at Donald Trump. They could not get Hillary Clinton elected with all their fake news and the fake polls and all the rest.
Hey, doctor, doesn't that tell you what a bad candidate they were? I mean, the Big Tent Party couldn't find somebody who could beat Donald Trump. That's got to be embarrassing to no end, isn't it?
Well, actually, Donald Trump was saying everything Americans wanted to hear. They wanted a tough president. They wanted somebody like General Patton or General Marshall. They wanted, you know, in the past we've elected generals, and they wanted somebody who's going to fight the global terrorism. That's like a general. And he's appointed three people as his top aides, three generals.
Yeah.
And they wanted somebody who would take on the press. And, boy, he took on the press. They don't know how to handle him even today.
Well, here's the thing. I've been telling people all along. I said, look, understand something. He really doesn't need the press. He's got almost 50 million followers, okay? So if you want to really extrapolate that out to when he sends me or he sends out a tweet, guys like me are going to resend that. I got 60, 70,000 people off my Twitter. Other guys have got bigger numbers than I do. You know, exponentially, he's reaching a third of the nation, and he's putting out the message he wants and not the fake stuff the news wants. That's why they hate him so much, don't you think? They're afraid of him.
Right. Well, there's another thing going on, too, and that is tied up with that prediction I made about the mainstream media has changed. It is now. The mainstream media today is not the New York Times and the Washington Post. That's the source of the fake news, okay? The real news is coming in on social media and coming through talk radio. That is the new mainstream media.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. No,
I mean, you too. Absolutely. Like,
yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that you can listen to guys like me all over the country, and like I said, you know, we're not hearing anything in these. Now, they call them protests. I call them flat-out riots. I don't know. Maybe I don't understand the dictionary, but they're looking at these protests, I mean, in my case, the riots, and nobody's talking about, really nobody's talking about that these are paid protests, paid rioters. And I had somebody on the show last night, two of her good friends, guess what they did? They got paid $1,000 a day to drive up from San Diego, go to you know, the protest there in Berkeley, and do their thing. And they were guaranteed that if they got arrested or something happened, all their fees would be paid. They would be taken care of. This is not a grassroots effort, an uprising by the people. And to show you that there's something wrong with them mentally, Doctor, you're going to love my attitude is this. They are using exactly the same verbiage, the same plan, the same attack method that they used that lost them 35 governorships, that lost them the presidency, the House, the Senate. This is a sickness, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, speaking of the Democratic Party, they have not held this few number of offices since the 1920s.
Wow.
It took since the Roaring 20s, they've done better. And so they're doing very poorly. You can also mention state legislative bodies
right. That
are predominantly Republican. You can talk about the courthouses. I'm not sure how many dog catchers are Democrats anymore.
That's funny. But you're right. I mean, you're hitting it right on. It's something where, you know, when Chuck Schumer got up there, and I don't know if you caught his speech when he said, look, the only way we're going to support Donald Trump is if he not rules, what do you call it? If he works the presidency as a Democrat. If he comes over to our side and he works it like a Democrat, he said, and abandons his conservative Republican views. And I'm thinking, did you not see what happened during the election? Do you really not understand that your views, your policies were voted against? Hey, we got to go for a quick break and come back. I want you to respond to that on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dr. Romero will be with us on the other side of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Ah, the natives are restless. Turn on the TV. ABC, NBC, CBS. They're restless, all right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GZN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. You know, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author, philosopher, economist, and an engineer. And his latest book is Great News for America. And, Doctor, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Oh, glad to be with you.
Yeah, I always get a kick out of some of you who saw it coming. You know, I said, I blew it in 14. Well, I kind of blew it in 14. When we won in 14, I said, we won, now what? If we don't change out leadership, we will hand this thing to the Democrats in 16. And we changed out half the leadership, but not the full leadership. You know what? You're much more optimistic about all this than I am. I'm looking at this saying, if the Republicans don't grow a spine, if they don't crank forward, if they don't take care of business, they will hand, I think, they will hand portions of this government back to the Democrats. But you've been at this longer. Your predictions have worked out so much better than mine. Where do you see us in the next 2 years?
Becoming increasingly conservative. I think we're going to continue to get rid of a lot of the progressive legacy of Obama and also Bill Clinton. And the same thing in terms of just overall throughout the country. I think we're going to become more moral and less corrupt.
Really?
I think that's all part
of it. Wait a minute. Back up. You think? Okay. Oh wait, no, because sparking my interest here. You think that we will become more moral? When I look at the things, I look at the protests, I look at the riots, I look what's going on in the streets and in smaller cities across the country. They want less morality. They're pushing for a more open society, if you would. And you really believe that we're going to go down a different path than that?
Well, the cultural wars, which I wrote about years ago, I wrote about the culture wars. I called it America's Economic War. And I have a book by that title you can still buy. And the cultural wars, which wrapped up things like morality and corruption as part of it, you know, part of it resulted from the culture wars and that. It was really goes back to the economic war that we've had between capitalism and socialism, between freedom and big government. And because the American people have elected over the past several years, we had an election in 2010, historic, conservative landslide election for the House, another conservative landslide election for the Senate in 2014, and then we had a major victory for conservative principles with Donald Trump in 2016, the presidency, and in 2018, the House will be, I mean, the Senate will become a more conservative Senate because 25 seats the Democrats have to defend, they're not going to win them. In fact, many are in Trump states that they're going to lose. And so basically you're going to see about 61, 62 Republicans in the Senate in 2018's election results. So all of this is moving us to the opposite side of where we've been. We've been in this progressive socialist, if you will, trend. We are now trending conservative, and that means morality comes back, corruption goes away. I predict that Hillary Clinton, the other Clintons, and many of her staff people are going to be brought before the law for numerous felony violations that have been identified as potential crimes that they committed. And I think we're going to see a more moral country. And certainly, we've entered a conservative era. And in the history of the United States, we've had seven American constitutional errors that are big, major chunks of years. And we have just moved from the anti-constitutional era, characterized by Obama and others, to the conservative era, which is going to be a revitalization of our founding documents, our Constitution, the rule of law, and morality throughout our society.
Let me ask you, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I've often wondered, there are good people. I have friends that are Democrats. They're good, solid, mentally sound people. I like them. I like hanging around with them. We just have a difference of opinion on how to approach certain things. But when I look at the Dems that are there in D.C., when I look at the Dems that I see on TV running this country, you know, you put Nancy Pelosi back in charge. I mean, she's been the biggest failure for the Dem party. And I have a couple of friends. I actually have a couple of friends that are congressmen. And they tell me they love her. The Dems just worship that woman. You look at Chuck Schumer and how he's handling himself. You look at the party as a whole, you know, not showing up for the hearings or what have you. They really believe they're on the side of right. I'm just...
Great. Let them.
Well, listen,
Doctor... That's fine. Because it's going to keep them out of power for another two decades.
My mantra has been long live Nancy Pelosi, because they'll just keep, you know, putting her back in the position there. But is it that they're so sold out there, the ideology? Are they a fearful? I mean, I just don't understand this. I don't have a doctorate, so I don't get any of this.
Well, getting a doctorate doesn't guarantee anything, believe me.
All right.
But I will say this. These people believe in socialism and progressivism, and actually some of them seem to even be anti-democratic at this point. And that's another story we could talk about. But all of these people believe this as a religion. They hold it on faith that they're right. It's a religion of socialism, if you will. And they do not get it. And let me tell you, they also do not get their job. They don't understand their job descriptions. Their job descriptions are to represent the American people. They have not been doing that. They have been ignoring. Obamacare was passed against the will of the American people. Two-thirds of the American people did not want Obamacare. I was on the radio arguing against Obamacare in March of 2010. They did not want it, and the Democrats passed it. So much of the Democratic agenda was done against the will of the American people. They do not get the fact that representatives elected by the people should represent the people. They are going to continue to lose. Let them do whatever they want. All they're doing is assuring another 40 years of conservative rule. It's going to be a long, long time before the Democrats become a national party again and before they even can attempt to win a presidential election, even with vote rigging, because I think we're going to have a strong voter ID law. We're going to have photo ID. We're going to get that in the next 4 years. It's going to be awfully tough to steal a future election.
Yeah, you know, I look at this, and again, doing the show every night as I do, I get a lot of emails from people that I check out, and the progressive / social, I don't even want to throw socialism in there yet, but the quote-unquote progressive Democrat movement, there are a whole bunch of small groups popping up all over the place, and I'm thinking, that's what lost it for you. Why would you restart, or shore up a progressive movement that really just blew it for you big time? This is why I just so lost. I don't understand why these people want to do this. You'd think they'd be able to look. I know I'm going sideways here, but I serve on a school board in a fairly large district in Southern California. There are five other school boards that feed into ours. There's 25 elected officials made up of Dems and Republicans, mostly Republicans, but Dems and Republicans. We get along. We get it at the local level. It's not a political game at the local level. I don't understand why these other people can't get along. It's just amazing to me. Anyway, God.
Well, you know, this is a long discussion of where it's funded from, and you know, the various organizations where they're funded from. You know, the people that putting money into spending $1,000 or $1,500 a day and in various situations that lead into rioting, what was done, you know, attempted to be done against some of the Trump rallies, similar kinds of things. This is just the tactics of the extreme left and that. But you know what? They're turning off the American people.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm watching it. I'm telling my friends, don't fight it. Let them do it. They just look like an out of control bunch of 17-year-olds that can't get what they want. You know, you wrote a piece on your website called "Why Does the Left Oppose Democracy?" And it's really interesting because I've written about that kind of thing myself. And to see you write about it, you know, you've got many IQ points above mine. And I'm looking at you writing and say, okay, so it's not just me thinking about this in the middle of the night. It almost seems like they do oppose every aspect of democracy, don't they?
Well, absolutely. You know, true democracy, it's funny, too, because they talk about democracy. They never talk about the fact we're a constitutional republic that's democratic in nature. But we are a true democracy, and they're trying to do everything to make it the opposite. For example, a true democracy, you have free, fair, and honest elections. Okay, voter fraud is bad. Some people think we had 3 million votes basically stolen in this election. And that. And you know which side got them. And their fight against voter ID law. How can you fight voter ID laws? Voter ID laws are in over 100 nations around the world. How can you fight, you know, how can you fight a country where you need a photo ID to check out a book in a library, you need a photo ID to get on an airplane at an airport, but you don't need a photo ID to vote?
I want you to finish that up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back.
And I was definitely made to wave the flag, I got to tell you. And my people are of Italian descent. That's right. They love this country. My uncle sent me a picture a couple of months ago. You know, the Italian community in Boston has every August. It's almost a month of feast. That's right. We party for a whole month, us crazy Italians. So anyway, he sent me a picture because of some of the things going down in this country. We had here in Los Angeles, there was a protest at L.A. City Hall for Equality for All. There wasn't an American flag to be found. They were all Mexican flags. So when my cousin saw that, and he sends me these pictures of those days, every person had an Italian and an American flag in their hand. Every one of them. And if you talk to the old folks that came here, truly came here on a boat from Italy, they love this country. They came here for a better life. It's all about them. You never hear them say, oh, Italy was great, and we came here for greater or better. No, they said, look, I knew my kids would have opportunities here. I love this country. I came here. I'll fight for this country. You know, I don't hear that. For the majority of the people coming over that border, we're not hearing that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. His latest book, Great News for America, pretty much called most of what you're seeing happened today, and what you saw happen in the election. Doctor, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Hey, I've had the people, and I've lived it out, so this is kind of funny. I've had the people that they're called True the Vote, and they go into big cities, and they try to get the registrar to clean up the voter rolls. And I had her on the show 5 or 6 months ago, and she said, hey, we have 60,000 in L.A. County alone, or in the area that we live in, 60,000 duplicate slash dead people on the voter rolls. And what ends up happening is, you know, we had one house here in California had 90 ballots delivered to it. Now, there weren't 90 people. You couldn't get 90 people in the house, let alone have 90 people voting from the house. But people don't realize that there's a multitude of ways to register to vote. You know, John A. Smith becomes J. A. Smith, becomes John Smith, right? I mean, we could give the variations all day long. And they take those, and they vote. My next-door neighbor's mom, she's been dead for 5 or 6 years, voted Republican all her life. Guess where she, I guess God only allows Democrats to vote from heaven or something, because she's been voting Democrat ever since she died. So for people to say that there is no voter fraud, they must be covering, right?
Well, I think, you know, there are enough studies been done by people like John Fund. He used to work for the Wall Street Journal. I don't know where he's working now, but he's done a number of studies. Other people have, Heritage Foundation. And clearly there is voter fraud. There are people, illegal immigrants, who are able to somehow sign up for, you know, they've made the laws very lax, you know, voter registration, very easy to do, things like mailed out ballots, you know. Who's getting them? Are the people still alive at that address? Is somebody else picking them up? All sorts of ways that voter fraud can take place, and voter ID laws are what are necessary, and probably we should go one step further and have a voting day, make it a national holiday, have everybody show up on that day unless they're legitimately out of town. There was a thing in the past called absentee voters, where somebody who needed to work or go somewhere on a trip, business trip, personal trip, you know, they got to vote absentee. But we need to tighten up these laws, because we can't allow you know, our country to be run by people who are illegally voting, be it the multiple votes or be it any other form of illegal voting.
Well, Doctor, you got some states have same-day registration and same-day voting. You can actually go in on election day, you can register to vote, you can even do it online, and then you can go vote. And I'm saying to myself, wow, you talk about massive voter fraud that can take place. This is not that hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and they made the laws that way, I think, to allow just for that. It's nice to think that everybody in the country is honest and upright and is doing things to make it easy for people to vote, but it's also, you know, pretty obvious the side effects. And to make it so, you know, frivolously easy, I mean, it just seems ridiculous. I mean, there ought to be a little bit of a barrier, some type of verification, validation on the way in, like a photo ID, where basically people get their vote done. They've been checked off. They can't come back again. And if they go ahead and do that in 3 or 4 different jurisdictions, then you allow for cross-checking jurisdictions, including cross-state jurisdictions. Because there have been studies done where people are registered in multiple states. And so that just cannot take place in a free and fair democracy. And what I was talking about in my most recent article was about why does the left oppose democracy.
Yep.
They're opposing democracy, which includes free and fair elections. And it includes things like people live under the rule of law. You can't just break the law by voting multiple times, and you can't break the law in any other sense either. And it also includes things like recognizing everyone has rights, and those rights have to be protected. And one of the rights is to vote for who you want for president and then support the person. You support who becomes president because it was a free and fair election, we hope. In this particular case, it might not have been a totally free and fair election, but I think most of the votes, if they were taken, were taken on the other side.
Yeah, it's always amazing to me when you see these things that pop up. It's always it always seems to push towards the Democrats, which I find interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the Russians while I have you on here. You know, all you hear about is how much influence the Russians had on our election, and I'm thinking to myself, okay. They didn't break in any voting machines, so they couldn't change any numbers. They didn't break into any of the major computer systems in any of the states, so they couldn't change any of the actual numbers for the votes. They didn't shut down any of the polling places. If they did anything, they released information from the DNC on how the Democrats feel about the average voter, the average person. How is that bad?
Actually, it's probably doing due diligence where the old mainstream media didn't. You know, I mean, the fact that John Podesta never objected to his emails, I mean, the emails,
yeah,
you know, indicate that they were true. And by the way, the Russians also didn't tell Hillary not to campaign in Wisconsin, which was a stupid move on her part. So I think that's just a bogus thing. I think they're trying to explain away their loss. They lost because of their policies. They lost because they had a really poor candidate. I mean, of the various Democrats who could have run, like Biden, even Bernie Sanders might have done better than Hillary Clinton. She was a terrible candidate. She sat home for days at a time. She was lackluster. She had a voice that was enough for me to kind of put my fingers up to my ears because it was so screechy. And when she wasn't screeching, she was coughing. I mean, she was, you know, a person who looked sick, sounded sick some of the time, and was a terrible candidate.
Yeah, but
I've been following presidential candidates for years.
Her whole body language was dismissive, though, was it not? Don't you think when she was in a room talking to people, doing things, it was almost like, what am I doing here? You know, I don't like you people. I mean, seriously, that's how I felt.
Well, you know, in 2008, when she lost to Obama for the nomination, she had said, I remember her hearing her say, how she had the nomination wrapped up. So she was kind of dismissive then, too, of Barack Obama.
Yeah.
So, no, I think she's just a person who thought it was an entitlement. She believes in entitlements, and she thought the nomination was her entitlement, and the presidencies were hers, and it obviously didn't work out that way. But she was a bad candidate, let's face it. I mean, she didn't campaign in the right places. Trump was out there 5 or 6 rallies with 20,000 people at a rally in one day. She'd go to one rally and maybe get, you know, 100 people. You know, I mean, she didn't draw the crowd.
No. Well, then she reaches out to who? What is it, Jay-Z and those people, which I get the biggest kick out of. Seriously, I really do. And thinking, okay, if she's got to reach out to Jay-Z and Miley Cyrus, we know young people don't come out to vote. You know, they just
but the people came out to the concert, I think it was in Philadelphia right before the election. You know, after the performers performed and she was going to give her speech, most of the people left. They didn't listen to her speech, so she got them there, but she didn't keep them there.
She couldn't hold them there. Yeah, I know. No kidding, right? It's just amazing. Oh, God. And you know, off to my shoulder, not to take anything away from you, I'm watching the Democrats parade people with oxygen tanks and in wheelchairs. And we're going to kill these people. You're going to take, you know, didn't they try this with that commercial where they threw Grandma off the cliff?
Well, you see, they're becoming so melodramatic that people are starting to laugh at them, and people are starting to not take them seriously. That's why even Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, came out and said it's time to take the chill pill. You know, that this is not going to bring the Democratic Party any wins. And they're not going to take office anytime soon, so they need to sort of chill out and figure out why they lost. And they refuse to figure out why they lost, which I don't understand.
I agree with you. I don't get it. Anyhow, okay, we got to go for a break. But here's the deal: if you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show. And on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.